With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We've been doing a lot of Texans talk, a lot of the I wish the Rockets were in the East again. That would be totally sweet if they were in the Eastern Conference again.
We were never in the Eastern Conference.
I know, but
you're harkening back to the Steve and Coutinho days.
In my mind.
And I think actually Kelvin Cato is the one who brought up, if we were in the East, no one cares.
Yeah, but if they were in the East, they would have been in the playoffs.
They would have made the playoffs, yeah.
Easily. But, okay, so Golden State is going to be a playoff team. Oklahoma City's a playoff team.
Did you see the game that Aaron Gordon had?
Yeah, apparently.
10 of 11 from three? He hit 50 points?
You know whose record he broke for most threes in the opener?
Klay Thompson?
Terry Rozier.
That's not true.
That is true.
Yeah, Ernie had the stat on Inside the NBA last night.
Inside the NBA, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
By the way, did you guys see any of... I didn't watch it, Chuck and those guys in the first episode. On the very first episode on the intro, they did their – it's like a four-minute intro. And at the end of the intro, Ernie goes to the desk and he's like, well, it's the same. He goes, it's a new state. He goes, you're seeing us in a new place, but it's the same studio, the same guys, the same people behind the scenes. And Charles starts to talk. He goes, well, hold on a second, Charles. Because Charles started to talk. He goes, well, let's get your thoughts on that. And they went to clips of Charles in the past saying, I will never, ever, they're not going to work me like a dog. I'm not working. I'm not playing. I'm not going to be there 4 days a week. And they had him just going in on ESPN for like a cut of nine different cuts.
Yeah.
Then they said.
For no money. I ain't going to work me like a dog for no money.
For no money. Then they had LA Clipper stuff. Did you see that where they go, wait a minute, Chuck, I thought you liked the Clippers. He goes, no, I can't. Kawhi Leonard has two jobs. How's he going to play basketball?
They had a lot of good moments. Chuck, what team he on now? Did you see that one?
Well,
did
see that one. They normally have the bit of who he played for. Now It was who he broadcast for with all the new partners. So they flash Austin Rivers, and I guess he works for Prime. So they did like that. Well, with all these new bodies out there, new people, who does he work for? And then they just went through the list of naming the NBC guys and the Prime guys.
That's so funny. That show is the best.
It's funny. When you see more and more when you go to different markets radio-wise, but for sure when you see television now, it's pretty much just all players. I mean, your play-by-play and your sideline reporter, and every once in a while you'll see a former player who is a play-by-play guy. It's pretty rare. But, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, I think it used to be that way too, but now on the – like in the anyone talking about it is going to be former players. And something that's kind of interesting is Sometimes fans like that, but sometimes they don't. Like fantasy football, fans could give a crap less about a former player. They actually, people who play fantasy football literally don't listen to former players at all. They want the nerds. They want people who they know live and die fantasy football. They don't care about players. Gambling, I don't think they necessarily care. All they care about is, can you pick winners? That's all they care about. But it's funny because for years, like Stephen A. Smith's not a former player. He's the most popular, you know, most popular broadcaster you've ever seen. I don't think just because you're a former player, people are going to tune in.
Is he the most? Wait a minute. Okay, just because ESPN pays him the most money and he's on the most platforms,
he garners the highest ratings.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what it is. He gets the highest ratings. That's all you know. That media, you can sell more advertising.
Yeah, I'd have to see that. I'd have to see those numbers.
Oh no, I mean they've had him out. They've ask Wendy to look into it.
Yeah.
Who do you think numbers are higher? Greenies, Wake Up America, or whatever his show is?
No, I don't know. I don't know that either of them are. I don't know that either of them are.
ESPN are ain't in the business of paying guys $20 million a year unless they're bringing eyes.
Well,
You don't think people watch Stephen A. Smith?
I don't. I don't think people are watching ESPN much.
Why would you, like, they have literal ratings for every show. Yeah. Broken down by the 5 minute and every five
Skip,
minutes.
Skip Bayless makes almost
Skip
as much.
Used to. Skip's he numbers sucks. Went down. And no, and Skip was, yeah, and Skip was, that's who Stephen A. learned from. Skip would get eyes. It's the same Howard Stern, love him, hate him. People still watch. No, Stephen A. Smith is, when I say popular, he gets eyes. He gets viewership. Here's a clip from this show. Like, you don't have to like him, but you know people are watching him for sure.
Yeah, I'm looking for the.
And I don't think it's former players. Like McAfee, you wouldn't even know he's a former player. But McAfee, it's based on personality more than did you play or not. It's based on personality for a lot of those.
Yeah, I'm looking at their ratings for all of their different shows, and they don't even show up. It's all games and, yeah.
It's not even close.
That stuff is.
Programming is just games primarily.
Right. Anyway, neither here nor there. Listen, the West, the top six, when this is all said and done, the six that are in the playoffs, Oklahoma City, Rockets, the Warriors, the Spurs, and the Nuggets.
Spurs, you think?
What about, wait, Memphis? Minnesota.
Spurs yet.
Wait, Minnesota and Memphis.
Yeah, that's why I don't know that I'm in on Spurs in the top six yet. Like, I'm glad Wimby had an incredible game, but let's see how it plays out.
Yeah, I got talent now.
Also, history is not kind to skinny big men.
Yeah.
From an injury standpoint, it's not kind. Ralph Sampson had a debilitated knee injury that cut his career short. Yao Ming wasn't skinny, but he was really, really tall. And, you know, we know he had a foot injury that basically shut it down for him. I want to see Wimby stay healthy.
Yeah, that is something he's going to. Yep, absolutely. Now, he had a blood clot last year, right? I mean, so
yeah.
Right, that's odd. That's crazy. But, they're going to be okay, bro. They're going to be a pretty good basketball team. I hate that. But I'm afraid that where will Wemby end in MVP voting?
Yes. He's one of the favorites now.
Yes. He's going to be up there.
Yeah, for sure.
Along with
But let's see
Jokic.
How the Spurs do in this loaded West.
Yeah, I've left out Minnesota and Memphis.
Yeah, it's loaded.
It's loaded. It's amazing this team finished second last year.
No, that's why they're legit.
Yeah. Yeah, second last year in this West, in this economy.
In that economy, this is what this team did last year, and it's what the team that sometimes struggle to find baskets in that. But you know why? Because they can defend. It's the same rationale that the Texans are going to win, even if your offense can sputter. But first of all, the Rockets' offense didn't just sputter. I mean, it would at times. But, you know, here's what I came to a realization. I kind of knew this before, but it really hit home the other day. This Rocket team with Kevin Durant and with Alpi getting better and, you know, Jabari, I think, having more confidence. I think one of the very pleasant features of this year is that you're not going to have those extended stretches where the offense goes into a funk.
That's it.
Where like, oh, man, Rockets are, you know, the other side's on a 15-0 run against the Rockets. I don't think that's going to happen much. I think you have Kevin Durant's a stopper where he can give you a bucket and stop it at a 7-0 run. You know what I mean?
Yep. That's exactly what he's here for. It's everything that they lacked last year. They need a guy when they have to have a bucket, a go-to guy. He's going to be so much better. Okay, what is the line on the game tonight?
6.
Rockets 6. I like them. I think they're going to blow them out.
Blow them out?
Blow them out.
Okay. Yep.
I think Rockets bounce back big tonight.
I'm trying to see if I can find living MVP votes where I don't see it right now, but I'm kind of curious to see what. I'd heard that Wemby went from, what, 9-1 to 3-1? Is that what John Chill told us?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Somebody said that.
He went one game,
went from 9-1 to 3-1.
Right. Talk about it. In one game. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, boy, the Warriors. I thought the Warriors had passed. But now they've got, you know, Jimmy for a full year. They've got Aaron Gordon, who's a much better player. Steph, did you see some of the shots Steph was making yesterday? Oh, my God. It is. I've never in my life seen anyone with that kind of range. I mean, none of us have.
30, 32 feet. I mean, he's just ridiculous.
But he shoots it like a regular jump shot, and you know it's going in.
Yep.
And, I was hoping Golden State would just go away. And they're just not. They're like the Chiefs. They just won't go away. Just go away.
Hey, you know who's what will go away is your car. Your car will go away because GimmeTheVIN.com is going to buy it. GimmeTheVIN.com, already the best place to sell your car. And it's even better with the GimmeTheVIN.com big cash giveaway. Every month, GimmeTheVIN.com giving away $25,000 in cash. Two ways to win. You get 250 chances to win with your mail-in entry or 1,000 chances to win if they buy your car. What kind of car do you have? Are you looking to get rid of it? You want to get out from it? Well, don't just trade it into the dealership. No. Because John Clay Wolf, listen, there's tax implications and everything when you sell and buy a car. John Clay Wolf can make it seamless through the dealership, buy it, and all the tax money will be, don't worry, it'll be hunky-dory. He knows how to do this. He's done it. It's what he does, all right? And what he does is gives you the most for the most amount for your car. And if he can't beat CarMax, he is going to give you $100. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com if you're going to sell your car, or you just want $25,000 in cash. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com is America's best car buyer.
Hey, Greenlight Offer wants to make you an offer on your home. It's not going to be for everyone. I'll just tell you right up front. If you have kept your home the way you want, you know, you say, man, we want to sell it. We want to get top dollar. So we already know we're going to have to, you know, redo our kitchen. We're going to have to put money into upgrading our bathroom, our half bath and our master bathroom. We may have to look at doing the floors, but, you know, we're going to kick in about $40,000, $50,000. But if you want to do it, go ahead, then get ready to leave your house when the showings happen. And I don't know, it may sit on the market for a while. You may be paying your mortgage. Maybe you have to move out and you're paying two mortgages. If that's what you're doing, that's great. That's a way to go about it. If you're somebody who wants to get this deal done quickly, Greenlight Offer would like for you to listen. Because at greenlightoffer.com, what they do is they make you fair cash offers. Closings anywhere from 7 to 30 days. The average is usually about 7 to 10 days. There's no middlemen. What they do is they come in, they evaluate your home. They'll make you an offer. You can say yes or no if you want to. Maybe you negotiate with them, but they usually are giving you their best offer right up front because they want you to get a fair deal. And then they'll handle everything else, the showings, the getting the house ready to sell. What you're doing is just getting your money quickly, and you're not having to put any of the hassle into that home. It's great for people who are getting a divorce, who have inherited a home, who are relocating. Or maybe you just have a house that you may have been a landlord, and you say, you know what, I'm just getting out of the landlord game. I just want to sell these homes or this home and get my money and go sit on an island somewhere and drink tropical drinks. Well, that's what you can do with Greenlight Offer. Go to greenlightoffer.com. You can actually reach out to them on the website at greenlightoffer.com and get ready to sell your home today for real money quickly with directly at Greenlight Offer. No middlemen at all. It's greenlightoffer.com.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD, 97.9 HD2.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got callers on the line. We got Beat the Warehouse Live Cut coming up. Who's the callers, Del? Robert is first up. Robert, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Just wanted to throw a couple of things at y'all. One of them, it sounds like since we've had D'Amico and CJ, the Texans have just regressed every year. But what I mostly wanted to touch on is with all this NBA gambling stuff, it really, really puts the whole Michael Jordan thing in a different light to me. You know, when he retired, supposedly, and all the stuff with his father, it's just, to me, it's a bad look. And I'm pretty sure this stuff's been going on way longer than what we think, and I just want to get y'all guys' thoughts.
Where do you stand on that, John? On Jordan, that the league made Jordan retire for a year?
Yeah, I don't.
I've always thought it was a possibility, to be honest with you.
I did too. Yeah,
because we know what a voracious gambler he was.
Yeah. Yep. There's a real possibility that is the case. I don't know. I don't know though. I think he was gambling on other stuff. He might have been, he may have been gambling on NBA. I don't know. But, you know, his associations, he's a competitive dude. He's a competitive dude now. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised at all if he didn't have a taste for gambling. And I know he did. And I know he does on the golf course. So I would imagine. I don't know. But I don't think he would do. There's never ever been wondering whether or not he would throw games.
Oh no.
Yeah.
No. I think he was. I don't know if he'd gamble on basketball.
I don't either.
I think he had gambling debts.
Yep.
You know, my guess is, or he was involved with maybe some shady people. Like when you start dealing with that much money, shady people get involved. That's just the way it is. They have four members of the crime, like the big crime families, are involved.
Yeah.
The big crime families are involved. This is crazy. Here's what you're looking at. And I'll go back to the story I was reading. You've got the families, and these are the big four: the Bonanos, the Genoveses, the Gambinos, and Lucchese crime families were involved. 34 people were indicted in connection with this. And the guy who might be the most screwed is NBA journeyman Damon Jones. He is being charged with both of these, with on the poker side and on the providing inside information to gambler side. When he was with the Lakers, apparently telling mob member, I guess, that LeBron wasn't going to play, so get in big before the news got out, so you could jump all over. The Milwaukee Bucks. Now, at NFL, I can tell you, we have to take, there is a gambling course we have to take every year in video. Their whole thing is they don't want inside, you know, it's no inside information getting out. Because what happens is and this is why they're very strict in the NFL about injury policies as well. They don't want to give any advantage to a gambler so that inside information can get out and you could start to wonder about the veracity of a game. I think this is a major story. I really do. I think this is a major, major story. The Chauncey Billups thing and the poker, But, Dale, you said that there's also stuff, because I've seen people talk about they thought some of his, and this was in 23 where they said somebody needs to look into this guy, because Chauncey Billups is doing some things that don't make any sense. And
well, the big thing, at least in the court doc, sure, there are people online saying, hey, he didn't play this guy or that guy. He let it be known before it was public information that a player, unnamed player, wasn't going to play. Now, was that him feeding information or just having a conversation with a friend? But who? He told someone beforehand that a particular player wasn't going to play, and this was going to begin the tanking of that season in earnest, which allows someone who has that information to make a bet before the public knows. So
that's a tricky one, though.
Yeah, so I don't know. That was in the court docs, or excuse me, not the court docs, but part of what they laid out for why they arrested these guys. I don't know if that was Chauncey going, hey, guess what? Guess what? Dame's not playing. He's sitting out, or whoever it would have been. Or he was just, hey, having a conversation. Yeah, we're not winning. We're not trying. This guy's not going to play. And he let that out before the public knew. So he does have some basketball-related stuff that is going to be investigated as they obviously have ties. He has ties with the illegal poker stuff as well.
Somebody said, I forget who it is, said this is the tip of the iceberg. This is just the start. There is a lot more out there. There's a lot more stuff, and I thought, you know, Chuck and Shaq, they said I'm so disappointed in these guys. Why would you risk your money for this?
Well, what if they were being strong-armed?
Yeah. Well, maybe because they were in debt. If they got themselves in debt, then that's on them. You know what? That's on them.
I mean, honestly, that's like an 80s or 90s movie about the mob.
Really is.
Almost too much like, why in the world would Chauncey Billups still be involved with? If he knew he was involved with a crooked poker game, why continue doing it? Dude, just cut your losses.
We know that he wasn't getting a cut.
No, sure he's getting a cut.
Yeah, so that's why he would continue to do it. If he's not being coerced, per se, and he's just sees a chance to make a buck. Who knows? That's the stuff we don't know. Why was Chauncey Billups involved?
Why would you think you'd ever get in trouble for it? You probably think, hey, it's
was
the mob.
Did someone come to him with, hey, we got an opportunity, Chauncey, to make some money? He was like, yeah, let's do it. Or was he beholden? We don't know any of that.
Well, and it started when he was an assistant coach, not a head coach. So, I mean, it started years ago.
Yeah, he wasn't making the same money. But do we really think this is the end? I don't. I think this is – the question is how – now, these are all these indictments. So I think they've cast their net, and this is what they've come up with. But what's next, in my prediction, is that they're going to really start to lean on some of these guys who are non-mob guys. And, hey, you want a lighter sentence? Let us know what else is out there that you know about. And I bet you some of these guys are going to talk because they're not going to want to go to prison. Like, you know, I don't know which one of them, but I'm just telling you. I'll bet you that more information, and probably some of the mob guys too. I think this is going to spread out, and there's going to be new things that pockets that open up that they find out about. So David Silver's got to be – not David Sutter, Adam – not David Silver from 90210, but Adam Silver has got to be flipping out right now. I mean, he's got to be freaking out. And what are you going to do? You think the NBA is going to stop taking money from DraftKings and FanDuel, and you think they're going to stop? No. You know why they did? They had to do that to capitalize their product, to make the most they can. But wasn't this a little inevitable? I thought it would happen with college sports, right? I think college sports is where you really run the risk of college guys. Because let's face it, you could bet unders on yourself if there's prop bets for college guys. You could do that and make $500 or, you know, play $200, $300, which would be a lot for a college kid. I mean, not with revenue share, I guess. But you could literally, you know, you say, man, I just made $300. On the pro level, anybody trying to make $3,000. They're trying to make $30,000 and $50,000. Well, that raises red flags. But I figured college is where you are going to see it. I've been surprised at how many pros they've ensnared with stuff having to do with prop bets. And you know what's coming next is the league is going to put pressure in the NFL – and NBA, they're going to put pressure on their partners, DraftKings, BetMGM, FanDuel. Those are the big three at the NFL. I don't know in basketball, to limit to really greatly limit the amount that you can wager on a prop.
Well, you can help people make a lot of money because the assumption is always that we go over on breaks. Yeah. But if people were betting and you just, hey, at 9:14 segment, we're going to stay under.
Didn't we go over, though?
We're already over, and we should be going to break now over. Because we got Justin and Beat the Warehouse Live guy up next.
But first, we got Republic Boot Company. First, we got to talk about the greatness that is Republic Boot Company. One of my favorite places in Houston to go because the smell. It is just so totally sweet. You're looking for the best place to go get your rodeo on? How about, okay, you got belts, you got pants, you got boots, you got shirts, you got suits, you got everything you could possibly, you got hats, obviously, cowboy hats. You got everything you could possibly need, okay, for your rodeo. But how about for Christmas? How about a Christmas gift? How about, you know, how about taking somebody, how about a gift certificate to Republic Boot Company because you're afraid to buy her something? How about a leather wallet or a wine tote or a golf bag or a toiletry bag? The list of what they can, what they make and how they can customize it for you is endless, endless. So if you're going to think about doing this for your clients or your people, your employees, you got to do it now because they want to customize it for you. Republic Boot Company, it's the best, all right? Biggest and best. 1133 East 11th Street in Houston, at the corner of Studewood and East 11th in the Heights. You're looking for rodeo this holiday season, republicbootcompany.com.
Hey, listen, I want to tell you about Aqueduct Plumbing Company because John and I discussed this quite a bit. I'm going to make it short but sweet. They want to help you take care of any of your issues, including your hot water heaters, and they can get you brand new hot water heaters. The standard hot water heaters, they can get that done for you. If you need repiping jobs, they can do that for you as well. They can come out and test the hydrostatic test to make sure you don't have any leaks. If you do have leaks, I ended up having a leak. I have one of those, you know, a house that was built in the 60s. Those houses are built with the galvanized whatever, and it rusts out, and it's 100% going to happen to you. You can get the pipes that are built so that, you know, leaking is not going to happen anymore. But if you have an old house, you're going to have leakage. Have them come out and give you a hydrostatic test. Find out if you are. They can get under the slab and get all of that taken care of, all your lines taken care of. And while they're there, have them clean your hot water heater or your tankless water heater, or even purchase a new tankless or hot water heater from them. They come in and install it for you. They handle anything and everything from big jobs to small jobs. They're the trustworthy plumbers, and John and I highly recommend them. It's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the
live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. One of my favorite segments of the week because it means that it's Friday and we only got about 20 minutes left. And then, because we work our asses off, we need a couple days off. We work our asses off around here, so we need a break.
Yeah, looking out at Lance with his Dr. Pepper and what are those, Cheez-Its?
What do you got, Cheez-Its today, Lance?
Yeah.
Cheez-Its are delicious.
Working hard.
Well, since he can't bring potato chips to the girls anymore,
he just got to eat them himself.
Now, girl, it's just some guy screaming down there now. We don't know who he is. Big deal anyway.
Yeah, we don't want to watch. We don't want to watch that. Let's bring Justin in. Justin wins again last week. He's on fire, people, on fire. He just continues to kick everyone right in the groin area as he wins week in and week out. We got to beat him. We got to beat him. AJ, I got some faith in you that you're going to take Justin out this week. But Justin is joining us once again, Warehouse Live, What do we got going on at Warehouse Live this week, Jay?
Let me see. We got a pretty big week. Tonight we got Emo Night, which is usually big. Tomorrow we got the...
Wait. You got Emo Night tonight?
Dell is going.
Dell, we'll see you there, brother.
He's talked about Emo Night.
Dell, we'll see you there.
Can you get Dell in, Justin? Justin,
look. Can he get his tickets? Can you put him on the guest list?
This is proof. Look, they can get their
jokes off. I can put him up in the owner's box.
But this
This is your bit.
Justin, this is proof while they're doing their bit that they don't, listen to you and they're not your friend.
We're listening.
You've had Emo Night before. This isn't new, but they're not your real friends.
That's
don't
not
worry
the takeaway here, Dell. It's that you're an emo.
The takeaway is you guys are late on this bit by years.
Okay.
That's the takeaway. You could have done this bit years ago.
Oh, it's evergreen.
And I'm not ashamed. I'll go to Warped Tour right now.
What is the emo show? What does that mean?
I don't know. We have one every quarter. These guys come in every quarter. They're based out of Dallas, I think, and we've done it every quarter for years and years and years and years. It's always pretty big. They kind of mix it up, but ultimately it's kind of the same kind of music over and over.
Yeah, they play hits from like the 2010s and 2000s. Yeah, it's not an actual band per se, right? It's just the music of that era.
Sometimes they'll bring a band in, but usually it's a DJ, and then maybe they'll mix in a band here and there. But it's basically just 90s and 2000s music.
And you heard Justin say he does this. He's been doing it quarterly for years, so they don't listen to you, Justin. Don't worry about this.
We listen.
They ain't your friends.
We just love that you're going to be there tonight in the owner's box.
I don't have to be. I got all the music on a playlist. I don't got to be there. I got all the music they're going to play on a playlist.
What else you got going on?
That was tonight. Tomorrow night we got SumaCon Texas After Party, which is a pretty big deal, I guess. Sunday we got Everyday People. Wednesday we got Lecrae. And Thursday we got the French Police. So a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. A little French show, a little French fry out there.
Lecrae
everything.
Is kind of a big deal, right? Is he?
He's huge. He's R&B. There's a big...
he's a Christian music, too. Yeah. Christian R&B and rap.
I'm not 100%.
He's a Christian rapper.
It's almost
sold. Yeah. All right.
So Grammy Award winner for Best Gospel Album. Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
I guess he is Christian.
Yeah. How about that? Yep. JT might go now. Okay. So there you have it. There you have it. You might get a call. He'll be sitting next to Dell in the owner's box.
Well, nice. No, I'm there for Emo Night, not Lecrae. Don't
worry. Wait, so did you win last week, Justin?
Yeah, Justin won.
I did.
It's hard to beat Justin this year.
Well, we're tied, so that's a win. Tie is a win, right?
No, I was 3-2. He was 2-3.
He was the outright winner, Justin. Was.
Okay, straight flat out winner, 3-2. How are you going to beat that? Well, let's see if AJ can beat it. AJ's joining us here. AJ, how are you doing? Welcome to the show. We appreciate you listening and calling in. What do you do for a living?
I work at a fire truck service center.
Look what he's doing for our community, and you want to beat him, Justin? Okay, he's keeping fire trucks on the road. That's what he's doing. What are you doing? Playing emo music? Okay, so let's root for AJ.
I'm putting Dell in the owner's box and JT in the owner's box.
Yeah, how about that? That is true. That is true. So it works on fire trucks to get them back out on the street and save people. That's what I love about AJ, okay? He's a hero. Yeah, thank you for your service, AJ. Thank
you
for your service.
Is that what you say? Is that what we say now?
He's keeping fire trucks on the street.
Okay.
Okay, so that's important. That's important work. Not what we do. That's not what we do around here. All right. So what are we playing for, Jay?
Well, I tried to give that one game away for weeks and weeks and weeks, but it's already coming up on Monday, so we'll have to move on. Let's do November 12th, Rockets versus Wizards.
Rockets and Wizards. Oh,
Cam Whitmore
coming back. Cam Whitmore coming home. Are we going to have a tribute to him? Are we going to have
a
video?
You think he gets a video?
Nope. I don't even think Ime Udoka looks his way once. No.
It was actually, remember Justin, Justin and I were in Dallas. And that game that we came down to the wire and Cam Whitmore's laying down, not even watching the game.
They were having a huddle. There was a tie game with like 6 seconds left in there in the huddle, and he's laying on the bench, not even in the huddle.
No, he didn't even care. He's looking at the crowd. He was just not caring whatsoever. That's the video they might play for him. Anyway, so we got the Wizards game that we're playing for. Let's go. It is Justin versus AJ. Once again, let's play Beat the Warehouse Live Guy. Justin is always his first. What's up, Justin?
All right, I'm going to throw out one favorite. Then I got a lot of banger baits coming your way. So let's start out with the Bengals.
The Bengals, at this point in our lives, are minus six against the New York Jets.
Ooh, I've seen an even higher number before.
Minus
we'll go
six.
With six. Okay.
Yeah, that's it right now. That's where it's at right now. AJ?
Yeah.
AJ, hello? You pick now. You pick a game.
I'll go Denver and Dallas. I'll pick Denver for the under.
Under, he said.
Wait a minute. Denver under? You want under 51 or you want Denver?
Under 51.
Under 51. Denver.
Going under on a Dallas game.
That's a bold strategy,
Kyle.
That is crazy. Under 51, Broncos and Cowboys. Justin?
All right, let's stay at Mile High, and I'm going to – I don't think I've ever done this in the history of the show, but I'm going to take the Cowboys.
Ooh, the Cowboys plus 3.5 against the Denver football Broncos. Cowboys plus 3.5. AJ?
I'll pick Tampa Bay.
You got Tampa Bay. You want the Tampa Bay Buccaneers minus 3.5 at the New Orleans Saints. Tampa minus 3.5. Justin?
All right, let's throw out a little bait with the Carolina Panthers.
The Carolina football Panthers are plus 7 at home against the Buffalo Bills. Plus 7 against the Bills. AJ?
I'll take the Giants.
The Giants are plus 7 at the Philadelphia Eagles. Giants plus 7 at the Philadelphia Eagles. Justin?
It was what, 7.5?
Pardon me?
What was that line? I'm sorry.
Seven. Giants, 7.
Okay. Seven. All right. How about the Redskins? The Commanders. Sorry.
Commanders are plus 12.5 at the Chiefs. Monday Night Football, plus 12.5. The Commanders. AJ?
You know, it's hard to say on this one, but I'm going to pick the Niners over the Houston Texans.
Oh, there it is.
There it is. See, but I think he's right. Plus 2.5.
Well, earlier in the show, you said the Texans are going to win.
Oh, yeah. I think I was high then. Plus 2.5. The San Francisco 49ers plus 2.5. Justin, your last pick.
All right. Well, I disappointed your granddaughter last weekend with no bangers, so I got to throw one out there. I'm going to jump on the New Orleans Saints.
New Orleans is
Hey, give me some of that salchicha. Hey, give me some of that salchicha.
The queen has spoken.
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
That is a double banger. There, Charlie, that was for you. That is the Saints plus 3.5 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And, AJ, your final pick?
I'm going to take the Patriots.
The New England football Patriots at this point in our lives are something of a football team on minus 7. They're minus 7 against
something
the Cleveland
Browns. Something of a football team?
Yes. I was looking.
I know what you're doing. I've never heard you say something of a football team.
Yes. That is minus 7. Patriots minus 7 points in this football game. All right, Dell.
All right, we've got Justin with the Bengals minus 6, Cowboys plus 3.5, Panthers plus 7, the Commanders plus 12.5, and the Saints as part of our double banger plus 3.5. AJ has the under in Denver, Dallas, minus 51. Tampa, 3.5. Their favorite. Giants plus 7, 49ers plus 2.5, and Pats minus 7. If that sounds good, we are ready to go for this slate of games.
That's it. AJ, best of luck. Thank you once again for all you do for us. Thank you for getting those fire trucks back on the street. We appreciate you. The city loves you.
I hope when he says service, he's like the guy who makes sure like the windshield wipers work for all the thing, all the talk you're going through,
you know,
right now.
Justin, are you still on the line?
I am.
We just had a guy reach out. I don't know this person. He doesn't usually tweet at the show. He listens. He follows us, though. He said, see if Justin will get me and my son in the owner's box for Fit for a King concert. I don't know who that is. Do you know who that is, Del? I don't know. Fit for a King concert in December. It's the day after my birthday.
Well,
you want to do a random?
I don't know. It depends on, I'll have to look and see if, because we usually don't open upstairs. I won't be at that show, I know for sure. But I'd be happy to get them in the door if they want to come.
There you go.
Get you in the door. There you have it.
You may not get in the owner's box, but if you don't have tickets, we can get you tickets. So hit me up on my direct message, and I'll help you out.
How about that?
Look at Justin. That's a true man of the people there, not that fake man of the people, John Granato.
Thank you.
Okay, do I always root for the people and not Justin? Yes.
You didn't root for that one person.
No, because he was a Ranger fan.
Still a person.
We're not rooting for Rangers fans in here, Dale.
Yeah. Okay, I guess Ranger fans aren't people.
No, they're not.
And this guy just picked the 49ers, so I'm hoping Justin wins.
Yeah, well, he's right, though.
Lots of love today.
Yep. All right, Justin, as always, we appreciate it. Nice job, and we will talk to you again next week. Warehouselive.com, get your tickets now. Stop trying to get Justin to get you in for free. Justin, you can pick up tickets at warehouselive.com.
He spent the entire segment trying to get people in for free.
warehouselive.com. Thanks, man. We will talk to you
again. All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right. There it is. There's Justin from Warehouse Live with us every week on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Yeah, I kind of flip-flop on some things every once in a while.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I've noticed that.
Every once in a while.
From segment to segment, things can change.
You never know which way the wind is blowing.
Keep
guessing.
You
just don't know. I do know this. Zadok Jewelers are awesome.
Yeah, Zadok Jewelers really awesome. I was listening to we had a commercial that was playing. And what they were talking about was buying jewelry that you don't wear anymore. They'll buy the jewelry. They'll buy it for the precious metal, maybe for the stones. But this is something you need to understand. Not only will they sell you the very best in luxury watches and engagement rings and, you know, pendants, necklaces, earrings, whatever the case may be. They also buy. They also buy. So that's pretty cool as well. You're not just, you know, they're not just selling it. They're also buying. And in some cases with watches, they do trade as well. So, you know, it's kind of a full-stop shop for you. But listen, when you walk in, you're going to be blown away. It's 28,000 square feet. It's one of the nicest buildings that you're going to find there on Post Oak. But when you walk specifically into Zadok Jewelers, you're going to see so much. It's overwhelming at first. But you go to, if you're already there to go to get something in particular, they will help you to that area. And they've got a vast selection for you to choose from, the very best designers that you are going to find in the world. Everyone who works there is so knowledgeable about every product. They work with you and what your budget is to find the perfect gift. But if you're just going in there because you just want to find something special, they will help you fine tune it so you get to that special, that very special gift that you're going to give someone. Or maybe you just want to get yourself a sweet watch. Maybe that's what you want to do. And that is the only place you need to even think about is 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. Four decades of doing this, family owned and operated at Zadok Jewelers.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right. Here's a question for you two. A doctor was arrested for performing illegal penis enlargement operations from his 1990s Toyota Corolla. Do you want a penis enlargement operation in the back of a 1990 Toyota Corolla?
Let's ignore the obvious joke of, I don't need that. But let's go to, is it a fully functional Toyota Corolla? Not like it has 200,000 miles on it, still drives. But did he break it down so there's an operating table, or do you just lay back and recline the chair?
You just lay back in the back seat, I guess.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I don't want to do that. It's not sanitary.
Doesn't feel like it, especially a 1990 Toyota Corolla.
As clean as you can keep a car from 1990, still dirty, because it's from 1990.
Yeah.
You think dirt just gets baked in?
It's just part of it. It's, what is it? We're talking 30 plus years old. It's going to be dirty.
It's going to be dirty.
35 years old. It's going to be dirty. Nah. Yeah. Did you miss, Lance, what the surgery was?
No.
It is a penis enlargement surgery. A doctor got a... Was he a real doctor?
A real doctor.
A car doctor?
A real doctor got arrested. No, the car doctor just changes out your battery. A real doctor got arrested for performing penis enlargement surgeries in the back of his 90 Corolla.
That's what I'm saying. He's a car doctor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, who in the world? What were the costs on that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you think he took
insurance? Answer the question. But maybe he does want. I don't know. We don't know. You don't know. Maybe Lance does want to get the operation.
I answer for myself. Okay. But I don't know what Lance would want. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, car surgeries sound great. I'm looking to do any surgeries in a car.
Would the insurance company consider that an elective surgery?
That's elective if you do it in
elective.
A car.
Yeah, you're 100% elected to do that. Butt breathing might soon be a real medical treatment. It's going to one day be used to treat people with blocked airways or clogged lungs. Breathing through your butt. Do you guys
right
now?
This isn't a true story. There's no way this is a real story.
No, it's true. Yeah.
How do I Google it? Butt breathing?
Butt breathing. Yeah. Yeah.
ARS. Oh, my God. Butt breathing science.
Yes. It's real. Yeah.
Butt breathing technique may actually help people with lung problems. This is in Yahoo News UK. This is real.
Yeah.
Butt breathing? What are we talking about?
You breathe through your butt. Okay?
Of course,
apparently, freshwater bottom-dwelling fish do it. Why can't you?
You ought to see the picture they've got for butt breathing in the New York Post. Holy moly. They put one of the best pictures I've ever seen.
So, with butt breathing, you know, your lungs, you breathe automatically. You have to try not to breathe unless you have an issue. Does your butt do the same thing?
It says it may sound like a sketch from Saturday Night Live, but the IG Nobel Prize winning idea actually steals a page from Nature's Playbook. Loaches, a type of bottom-dwelling fish, usually breathe through their gills. But when oxygen runs low, they're known to swim to the surface, gulp air, and swallow it. The air moves through their digestive tract where oxygen is absorbed and the bloodstream before the rest is expelled through the anus.
That doesn't sound like butt breathing.
So we're just, it's breathing out through the butt. That's called...
That's farting?
Yeah. Farting.
You just made it boring. Okay.
So they're basically,
It was a good story.
I don't feel like the headline matches up with what actually is happening.
Right. Hey, here's a nice story. A Bear County, you know, that's BEXAR, San Antonio area.
Ooh, this story's
Bear County a Bear County family survived a drive-by shooting. That's the good news. The bad news? Their 16-year-old son is one of the suspects.
Oh no.
That's terrible
news. Shot up their own house?
Yeah, shot up.
Yeah. You're grounded, Kevin.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Take some of this, Mom. Yeah. Apparently, did you guys see this? Apparently, McDonald's is saying more and more people, like 40-some percent of adults, are ordering kids' meals. Do you want to get a kids' meal instead of a regular meal at McDonald's?
You want a little taste of McDonald's, but at smaller size. I get
it. Well, smaller prices.
And that, too. I've never done it before, but I get it. Maybe you don't want to pay full price, but... And also, you want a little smaller portion, but you still want that McDonald's experience.
I think it's the
price. And you get a toy. Maybe they're really into the toy.
Yeah, or, right, they could be. 44% of American adults have purchased kids' meals.
Do they still do the
have
box?
Have you ever bought a kids' meal
not
at
as an
McDonald's?
Adult, not as an adult, but as a kid. My
Alec
mom did.
Only buys when he goes and gets food from Mexican place down the street. He only gets the kids' quesadilla. To this day, he just gets two of them.
I wouldn't admit
that. He's done the math on it. He's decided that's the best move.
At some point, you got to grow up.
I'm like, how do they let you keep ordering this?
What did Vito Corleone say? You can act like a man.
You can act like a man.
Act like a man.
And then he said some other things.
Vito said a lot of stuff.
Then he said some other things that he called Johnny Fontaine. I'm not going to call your kid. But do they still have the box at McDonald's, the Happy Meal box, or is it just come in a regular bag now?
I don't know.
No one knows.
I haven't been there in so long.
It's impossible to know.
I'm sure they do.
It's impossible to know.
Sean says it's in the special box.
It's in the special box?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't want to walk around with the box like with no kid. I don't know.
It's in your car. You don't have to walk around with it. You're in the drive-thru.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I don't go to McDonald's, so I don't know. I just don't remember. When's the last time you guys stopped at McDonald's?
I had 2 weeks ago. Me and Marty stopped in and got soft serve ice cream.
Yeah, that's
for
what,
real food. It's been yeah, a
never
long
works.
Time. For
yeah,
real
it's true.
Food.
It's half the time. I feel like it doesn't work. That's what I'll do. Like once a year, I feel like, you know what? Let's go for some nostalgia, and then the nostalgia reminds me. Yeah, this thing doesn't work half the time, so I don't get the ice cream.
Yeah, so it's useless. You're just trying to stall.
Yeah,
you're
yeah. Keep going. Just exit out, John.
You brought up the McDonald's story.
Exit
after
out,
10.
John.
That's not my fault.
We're done. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Many times
Texans
you go to ice
win.
Cream machines.
Rockets win. Texans win. It's going to be a huge sports Houston weekend, and we will talk to
Ohio
you about
State
it.
Wins.
They don't
on Monday
play.
Right here.
Catch it, man. Or
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In the meantime, Lance. Going to talk about Craig DeSerf.
Yeah, Craig DeSerf, Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Good people. One of the reasons that people go back time and time again to Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC is I've actually never seen anything like this with any dealership I've gone to or even heard about, where it's like families stay inside the circle of Craig DeSerf and the vehicles he offers. Had an advertiser that you guys know about very well reach out to me and said, hey, I want to get a great deal from Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. I said, that's not a problem. Everyone does, but here's Craig DeSerf's number. You can talk to him directly. It's not a problem. He wants to get you taken care of. And this guy had a very specific vehicle he had in mind. You can have very specific vehicles that you have in mind as well, like the Turbo Max engine that's waiting for you with the Chevy Silverado. Maybe you want the GMC Sierra pickup truck. Maybe it's the Buick Enclave, the 7-seat Buick that I drive, which is incredibly smooth, or you know, maybe you are looking at a Chevy Traverse. I don't care what the vehicle is, you're going to get unbelievable trade-in value. You're going to get a very fair price, and you're going to get exactly the vehicle you want. Interior features, exterior features. If they had to add them, they will. If they have to call another dealership and trade vehicles to get you the one that you want, they do that. They go the extra mile. They give you all the discounts they can find, and they give you the best prices. And that's the bottom line. They treat you right, so you want to get your next vehicle from them as well. They're out in Angleton. A few extra miles you'll drive, but it'll save you a few extra $1,000s. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. That's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.